It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's next shipment of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine will have 17,000 fewer doses than expected, but pharmacists discovered there's one more dose in each vial than what the company put on the labels. At North Suburban Medical Center, Dr. Susan May says they worried about the additional dose.
The panic at first was if we're only doing five doses, we could be wasting a lot of vaccine.
The Food Bank of the Rockies is serving hundreds of thousands of people and about 60% more food this month than during the same period last year. CEO Aaron Pulling says they've had to reinvent every step of their process, and they still need financial support and volunteers.
It's throughout the year and really for the next number of years while food security is rebounding so much more slowly than our economy.
125 volunteers help receive and distribute donations at the food bank. Avalanches in Colorado have killed three backcountry skiers since Friday, the state's first avalanche deaths this season. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
On Sunday, crews recovered the bodies of two backcountry skiers from avalanche debris outside of Silverton. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports the pair had planned to ski near Ophir Pass and were caught in a slide Saturday. Another skier died in an avalanche Friday west of Crested Butte. The Avalanche Center says avalanche danger is considerable across the state. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A rare celestial event will help mark today's winter solstice. KRCC's Mike Purcell explains.
Jupiter and Saturn are currently appearing very close together from an earthly vantage point. These two gas giants are in conjunction, an occurrence that happens every 20 years or so. But Hal Bidlack with the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society says this particular planetary pairing on the solstice is extra special.
Really, really close conjunctions like this one are quite rare. We haven't been able to observe Jupiter and Saturn this close since the year 1226. And we won't see them again this close for decades and decades to come.
Skygazers only need to look to the southwestern skies low near the horizon, but don't wait too long to look up. The pair sets an hour and a half or so after the sun does. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
And through the day, it's mostly sunny weather and highs in the 50s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.